Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. Today is a truly glorious day, the fruit of many years of sacrifice and prayer and labor. And Joshua comes before us today to receive the priesthood of Jesus Christ in his mystical body, the Holy Catholic Church. We rejoice with him and we celebrate this day in which he receives that sacrament of holy orders in the priesthood for the service of God's holy people, his mystical body. We should ask the question this morning, what is the priesthood precisely? To what are we ordaining Joshua today, and why is it so significant? We may, in fact, state quite definitively that the crisis in the church at large in the last century derives from a misunderstanding of the priesthood and a failure to identify the significance and the power of the Catholic and apostolic priesthood of Jesus Christ in his church. The priest is a sacramental man. He is, in the words of Austin Farrer, that greatest of English Anglican poets, a walking sacrament. He is a supernatural being who today bridges heaven and earth and receives an indelible character in his soul, an invisible mark on his soul that lasts forever and sets him apart from anything or everything else in creation. The Lord Jesus Christ himself instituted the priesthood to be the means by which the grace which he won for us on the cross and through his resurrection is given to us under sacramental signs. A bishop of Rome, known to most of us, John Paul II, wrote a wonderful book about his own journey in the apostolic priesthood, the 50th anniversary of his ordination, a book called Gift and Mystery. And in that book, he describes his experience when he was sprawled out on the floor in the form of a cross during the litany. And Joshua will do exactly the same thing today. He will prostrate himself before God, and his body will take on the form of a cross. That is intentional, because the priest, in his ordination, is Christ's bridge. He is a bridge for God, a bridge that links time and space, a bridge that links history and human beings, and that ultimately links man and God. The Catholic priesthood is the sacrament of Christ in history, the manifestation of the Catholicity of the Church as the priesthood continues in a sacramental way the very work of Jesus Christ in his own body. And that is the meaning of the priesthood. Anglicanism possesses the fullness of the sacrament of holy orders, the fullness of the Catholic priesthood, and that is why Anglicanism is an apostolic church, not a sect or a sectarian body. Rather, it is a living branch of the church, and it is the priesthood that makes that a reality. The priest is, most simply, a representative of God to man and man to God. And the priest is the sign of Christ's enduring and ongoing ministry in the midst of his own church until the end of time when the Lord returns in glory. This sacramental man has many different titles and terms. He is called Alter Christus, another Christ. He is called In Persona Christi Capitis, in the person of Christ, the head of the church. The priest is a living instrument of Christ, a living agent of our Lord and Savior. He is, in fact, a living icon, an image of Christ. When we look at the apostolic priesthood, we see the image of Jesus Christ, who is the bridegroom of the bride. The priest, as it were, impersonates Christ. He persons him in the midst of his church. He is the image of Christ for and to the church, which is the bride of Christ. So you can see the relationship at the altar, where the priest turns around and faces the people. He represents Christ, and we, the body of Christ, are the bride of Christ. The priest plays this central role in the life and heart of the church. Without the priesthood, we would not have that continuity, that connection, that sacramental link that joins all of us back to the apostles and to our Lord himself. But our Lord has ensured that the priesthood will endure until the end of time. Now, the essence of priesthood is the offering of sacrifice. And what is that? Love. Love that hurts. Love that is willing to give and to give again and to give again. Priesthood equals sacrifice. And for the priest, it is not only the sacrifice that takes place at the altar, in the celebration of the Holy Mass, when the one perfect, eternal sacrifice of Christ is sacramentally pleaded and presented once more to the Father. The priest also embodies that sacrifice in the giving of his own life for the sheep. Every priest is called to be an icon, an image of the Good Shepherd, and he lays his life down for the salvation of mankind. What the priest does at the altar, he is called to reproduce in his ministry and his life. And that is no easy task. So we beg for your prayers for Joshua this day as he is raised to the priesthood, because he is offering his whole life in oblation for you. As Archbishop Michael Ramsey put it, he is to go to God with the people on his heart. And that is a continual intercession that will be the center of your life, Joshua, throughout your priestly ministry for many, many years to come. The Mass is the heart of sacrifice in the church, and the priest is to conform his life to what he offers at the altar. Ultimately, the Lord Jesus seeks to reproduce his own life of self-donating love in his sacramental representative, the priest. And the priest, therefore, not only in a sacramental way, but in a moral way, is a sign of Christ in his own body, a reminder to all of us that Jesus Christ has come to love us unto the end. This is the vocation of the priesthood. There is a parable from St. Francis of Assisi who says, "If you should happen upon both an angel and a priest," not that that's likely to happen anytime soon, "but if you happen upon an angel and a priest at the same time, one should greet the priest first, because the angel has a higher nature, but the priest has a higher dignity." That is the significance, the power, the truth of the Catholic priesthood to which Joshua is raised on this day. I charge you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to remember the words of Father A.H. Wilson, who exhausted himself in service to the poor in London slums in the 20th century. He said, "The task, the vocation, the goal of the Catholic priest is to pull back the veil between heaven and earth and to hide himself in the folds." Ultimately, we represent Christ in the priesthood. It is not about us. It is about Christ. He raises up his priests to represent him. And so we celebrate this beautiful day as we are mindful of what our Lord is doing in our midst. May the Lord Jesus always be with you. May he strengthen you by his Spirit and empower you to serve him in love, in consecration, in devotion, in faithfulness. Be Jesus Christ to your people. Be a loving, godly, holy, self-sacrificing priest. Be the image of Christ. Go to God with the people on your heart. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.